coaching staff, and what have been your impressions of them thus far?
It's been great. You know, we've got to work on the field with them a little bit so far. Been in the classroom a lot, but you know, I've had a good time or a good chance to get to know them, and I like what I've seen so far, and I hope they like what they've seen from us. And we still got a lot of learning to do, a lot of developing to do entering into the season, but. It's been good so far.
With all the acquisitions in the offseason, obviously it has to help boost the team a bit.
Yeah, I mean, anytime we can add some talent to our team, it only helps us. As long as we can put that talent to use, you know, that's the big question going into the season. But you know, as long as we can all put everybody, you know, to work and everybody can do their job, then I think we'll be just fine.
A coach that seems to think that the offensive line could be a strength of this team. Is that something you think that can come to fruition as well?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's something we need to take pride in. It's not just going to happen on its own. You know, we can have all the talent on the line, but if we're not working together, we're not, you know, getting after it every day, grinding, trying to be the best, then, you know, it kind of nothing's going to happen. So we just got to go out there with that mentality that we're going to be the best and that we want to be the best and be willing to work to do that.
When you add a versatile player like McCluster and Sankey, how does that impact the offensive line?
It helps, you know, just having talent around you. I don't want to say it makes your job easier, but you get a lot more big plays out of, you know, guys like those guys that are so explosive and powerful. You know, you get those extra yards for those powerful guys, and then you get guys that break loose, you know, guys like McCluster that can, you know, shake guys. So it just adds more dimensions to our team and makes us more of a threat. It wasn't something that I expected. You know, I'm not sure what the plan is going forward, but as long as we can add talent to our team, you know, I think that's big. So I don't know, you know, what Rustin or Coach Wisenhunt had in mind, but you know, as long as we're adding guys that are going to make us a better team, that's all that really matters.
With the fact that the team obviously has spent a lot of time and resource in the offensive line, especially the last few years, you, Michael, you know, Chance, Schwenke, mm-hmm. you know, Matt Taylor in the first round.
Yeah.
The emphasis is there, isn't it? I got to think, as an offensive lineman, that makes you feel good.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of expectations for us to perform well. And like I was saying earlier, it's going to come down to us, you know, being willing to put in the work to be the best, to be, you know, as good as we want to be. You know, it's not something that's just going to get handed to you. Just because you have the talent on the line doesn't mean that you're automatically going to be the best. So we just, you know, we got to get better as a group continually and throughout the season.
That being said, is there an expectation level that with the talent and with the resources?
I mean, I would assume so, you know, with the guys that we brought in. I would assume there is an expectation. I think we would hold ourselves to higher expectations. You know, it's just a matter of going in there and wanting to achieve that and be the best. And that's when you find yourself being successful and doing those big things that you want to do.
Have you had a chance to talk to Taylor?
I just introduced myself briefly. We've kind of just been crossing paths. They're busy learning stuff, and we're doing our own thing right now. So.